Grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus the Christ. He set his face to go to Jerusalem. When we read that Jesus' face was set to go to Jerusalem, meant that he was ready to die for humanity. He had spent 3 years teaching to his disciples about the values of God and what God desires for the world. And this is what we know as the kingdom of God. So Jesus, knowing that he would not only endure insults in Jerusalem, but also death itself, he then turns to his disciples and gets angry at them, to the point that Jesus rebukes his disciples. When they ask for fire to descend upon the people who rejected Jesus and their ministry. Here Jesus is about to face death, and his disciples are getting too emotional for getting rejected. Well, there is more to the story than his disciples getting rejected. The disciples are asked to enter a village where Jesus knows they will likely not be welcome. And this goes back to the earlier centuries where Samaritans themselves faced rejection. They were not allowed to help rebuild the temple when the Empire of Persia, which is what we know as Iran today, this Persian empire allowed Jews to return to their lands after conquering the Assyrian power. The ones who came back found Jews still living there, but this group of Jews had already mixed with people from other cultures, as it is expected when new population comes into a land, a certain land. And Israel went through a lot of shifts in power, and with that, various groups came and intermingled with them. And as a result of this, a lot of Jews in Samaria had adopted some of the religious traditions of their spouses. So Samaritans were of mixed race by then, and some had moved away from worshiping the God of Israel. But when the Samaritans offered to help the returning exiles to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, Samaritans were rejected. And so they built their own temple on Mount Gerizim. A commentator says on this text that they had the audacity to believe that God was not confined to the temple in Jerusalem, where they were not welcome. So they developed a religion in which they were accepted. The Samaritans themselves had faced rejection and mistreatment. So now Jesus is telling his disciples to go into a place which was a place likely a hostile environment, a hostile neighborhood, because of this long history between Jews and Samaritans. And so thinking about this interaction, rejection, ministry, it reminded me of my early years of ministry. A lot of you know that my first task was to start a new church, to be a mission developer after being in seminary. So I was asked by my director of mission to go and knock on doors around a certain neighborhood where I was doing outreach. And the neighborhood where I decided to go was not the best neighborhood, but 90% of the population who I was reaching out to live in that neighborhood. South Wenatchee, Washington, a neighborhood that for most people from the outside consider dangerous and filled with many problems, gangs and drugs and so on. There was a whole list of things. Well, with much prayer, I was asked to go into a likely hostile neighborhood and to invite people for a Bible study at the community center, which was at the center of this neighborhood. It used to be the community center, a Catholic church, so it looked like a church, but it had turned into a community center. So here I was going out, knocking on doors, and I had by then have never done that, have never gone to knock on doors, because that is you know, not very Lutheran, right? That's not the Lutheran thing to do. But I did, and I did face rejection, as these disciples of our gospel did. People who saw me with my pastoral collar, as soon as they saw me, they will say something like, "I don't want anything to do with the church. I don't have time to talk with you." They would not even listen to what I had to say. But I understood. I understood because I was, in a way, expecting that. Because I have done it myself, right? I had turned away or people who had showed up in the front door unannounced. So I have, in a way, done that. So I, in a way, was expecting that rejection. So it was not too bad for me, right? But I think I did a little bit better than James and John, right? We read in our gospel that they became very reactive and quick to judge. They thought that they could request fire from God against the very people Jesus asked them to minister to. But to this type of behavior, Jesus rebukes and says, "No, no, that is not the way of God. If your message is rejected, you move on. You let the rest to God. You do not take judgment or any violent acts into your own hand, but you leave it all to God." Jesus does not want people to come to faith based on fear or judgment, but as free people. Jesus, in other words, says we people are agents of their own and have a choice to make when it comes to discipleship. And this, of course, opposes every preacher and church who had pronounced words of judgment or words that instill fear in people for not believing or for not following Jesus. But once again, Jesus reminds us that this is not the way of God. This is not the way of Jesus. What is the way of Jesus is love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Judgment belongs not to them, not to us, but to God's. Violence and Christianity do not go together. It has never gone together. So when Jesus went to the cross, he died for all our sins, and he died not just for the Jews, but the Samaritans and the Greeks and the Israelites, for the whole of humanity. And then he called his disciples before ascended to heaven to go again to Samaria and to the ends of the earth to welcome all people into the family of God through the waters of baptism, but also by asking for the Spirit of God to come upon them. Later on in the book of Acts, in chapter 8, we read that the Samaritans eventually did come to faith, right? In chapter 8 of Acts, it says, by the proclamation of the gospel, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. And when they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit. The disciples were able to witness a different fire descend upon the Samaritans. And it was the fire of the Spirit of Jesus. It was the Spirit of love, the Holy Spirit. And eventually, I also got to experience a welcome into this neighborhood. God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, did open doors, and I was able to visit, and even people asked me to pray for them. And so I was welcome into their homes. And I was able to hold a Bible study, and there was a good community there. We as a church, as disciples of Jesus, are called to continue to carry on this mission. And we are called to do the same, to extend the grace of God to every single person, to all people, and to continue to perhaps go into areas where the inclusive love of Jesus is needed. Maybe God is calling us to go into the Samaria of our time, to places where we may anticipate some rejection or hostility even, but called to go into these places to reflect the love and the mercy of God. May we be empowered by the Holy Spirit to do so. Amen.